It's Always Sunny when we hear Annie Dugan on the line. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Miss Lisa. Well, today marks the 100th year since a horrific act in Duluth, the lynching of Elias Clayton, Elmer Jackson, and Isaac McGee. And art has played a really important part in how our community is reckoning with that and speaking the truth of that. Quite a few years ago, there was a committee formed, the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial Committee, and they got together and said, we need to talk about this. We need to recognize that this happened and speak this truth. And they created a memorial to the three victims. And I think there's a lot of things to talk about around this. But when we think about the art side, the visual art side of this, I think what is really remarkable about this memorial is that it has taken on an active participatory, it's a live memorial. So when we think about memorial spaces, we usually think about the physical spaces, the artwork that is left behind. We don't think about the way that they are activated. So, you know, I think a lot of folks turn, when they think of memorials, sort of the most famous memorial is the Vietnam Memorial, where people touch the names, right? The memorial is enlivened by people touching it, it is activated through people showing up. And the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial has really been activated, not only because of this marking of this 100th year, but also because of this just expanded activism around Black Lives Matter. And it is really fascinating and wonderful to see the kind of gatherings that have taken place there, the kind of artwork that is being produced there. So Mary Villard took on this wonderful project with a lot of other helpers. Some amazing artists in the community came together with Mary Villard. Carla Hamilton, who is an incredible artist whose voice has just been, in the last 5 years, has just been such an important part of how we talk about race in our community and also just how we see amazing artwork in our community. So she participated in that as well. And so there's three extra murals up now in the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial space that were done last week in honor of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement and everybody who's participated in that. So, you know, you see the names of Colin Kaepernick as well as individuals who have been killed at the hands of police. So not only is there sort of this active art being created in addition to the artwork that is up there, but there is other events to go on as well. So at 5 p.m. on the Clayton Jackson McGee Duluth Facebook page, there's a live screening of the documentary I Can't Breathe, which is a documentary about the lynchings, as well as a panel discussion. So here there are, I think what's amazing is that you see ways to show up that aren't just showing up at the memorial, because certainly there's a lot of folks who still have justifiable concerns about social distancing and staying safe, you know, especially since COVID is the people of color are disproportionately affected by this disease. So there is ways to participate in the discussion and dialogue, which I think is really amazing. You think of, again, these memorials being these wonderful spaces to stay engaged. And I think it's really great to see that the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial is coming up with inventive ways of doing that. You can augment it as well with Wing Young Hui, who is a Duluth artist. and now lives in Minneapolis, is doing a series starting at noon today, is doing a series on inclusion. It's part of Inclusion Action Minneapolis. You can join these discussions on Inclusion Action MSP, the Facebook page. It's part of his Third Place Gallery. So the Third Place Gallery is a gallery that he runs. And Monday at noon is a discussion about facing the truth about racial disparities. Wednesday at noon is owning your cultural integrity. And Friday at noon is taking action to destroy disparities. So these are three really great conversations. Huey is an artist who has done some just really powerful, he's a photographer, and he's done some really powerful series on race and identity. And he's just, he's got such a great voice that is both, it comes from a place of curiosity, of caring, of kindness, and really a drive to see other people's perspectives. So I think he's such a perfect person to be, and such a perfect place to be holding those discussions. So those are streamed online as well. And then I want to recognize that ARAC, Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, just came out with their annual awards, and they have added an award, which I think is really wonderful. They usually give out two awards that recognize both arts advocates as well as artists from the community, and they've added an award that is all about transformative art. So folks who are using their platform to engage and transform the cultural discussion around art. And I can't think of two better people to receive that award than Teresa Hardaway Moses and Jordan Moses. They are, excuse me, amazing artists in their own right, and together they formed Blackbird Revolt, which is a design company, but also so much more. And their visual language has been part of so many really vital campaigns in our community. So the NAACP, the Umbra Project, Project Naptual, all of these just really vital ways that we are holding up Black voices and recognizing the stories of Black individuals and people of color in our community. And they've just been, so I love that they are being recognized for that. And Wendy Savage was recognized for the Arts Advocate Award. And Allison Awney was recognized for the George Morrison Artist Award. And what I think both of Wendy Savage and Allison Awney are incredibly perfect for these awards. And what I think is fascinating is that they represent so many different hats, I guess is a good way to say it. So they are curators, they are arts educators, they are artists, they are activists, they are community builders. So many of their roles are just incredibly fluid when you think about building the arts community. So Wendy Savage was the first art teacher at Fond du Lac. She started the Ojibwe Arts Expo. She has done some wonderful projects with Speedwork. The exhibition that was at the Tweed a couple years ago, she and Allison worked together as the arts educators for those. Allison Awney is a visual artist that is really fascinated with patterns, with Scandinavian traditions, with portraiture, and is just an absolute force. And so I think that it is wonderful to celebrate those two as well. So it's a day of celebration, but it's also a day of thinking about our past. And I love that we have the arts to do it with.
And I have to say that I am not thrilled with the way it came about, but I am thrilled that we have been kind of pressed into learning this technology and using this technology. A lot of people are going to be heartily sick of it and ready to abandon it for other and better options, but we are giving ourselves options and ways to communicate and to connect with people that we didn't have before. And some people are going to keep using those ways to connect because they're connecting with more people that way. And they're
Absolutely.
Connecting with different people that way. And I'm thrilled that folks have the opportunity who maybe wouldn't want to go to necessarily something in person at the memorial because of concern about COVID-19, or maybe they don't have transportation, or maybe it's just very difficult for them, and they're going to be able to take part and enjoy and, you know, and maybe blow off a Zoom meeting today to do something like this. And I
can 100% condone blowing off Zoom to participate. I think that is exactly the point.
I'm sorry. I will not be able to attend that meeting today. I am attending another event. I'm doing all of this in my jammies, but I am attending another event.
Amen.
No, yes. If folks have the opportunity to use that technology, it really is opening up opportunities for people to take part in ways and at different things that maybe they couldn't before for one reason or another. And I hope that we can hang on to that good part of this moving forward.
Yes, staying connected in all ways is vital.
Annie, thanks a million. You help us stay connected. And you are also an arts educator and an arts advocate. And, you know, we don't have really a fancy award to give you, but we still think you deserve one.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. You're my award enough. Monday Mornings with Lisa is my award.
Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan with Where's Art, a fabulous, wonderful feature of Mondays right here on KUMD.